Julie?
In the Luxy mines. But at the, I was talking about the Snaefell mines where the 20 was killed.
Well, I didn't think you were old enough to remember that.
She's 86 November.
I can remember. I knew that funeral from Snaefell. Coming in on the Snaefell Road, and I was standing over at the Cape on the at the railway, and I could see them coming in the distance. I can see them to this day. But then there was another disaster, but it was in the thing mines,
the
Luxy mines, and it was only about six or seven that was killed there.
They went in after the
Luxy mines had been, wait a minute now, till I just get together, I get stuck sometimes. When the Luxy mines had a disaster, it was when they went to clean the Luxy wheel out. Mm-hmm. And you see, it had been shut up for quite a bit, and there'd be a thing like a well, I can't explain it, you know. But the four men that went in to start cleaning it, Captain Killip was on that. Do you remember Captain?
I know Killip. Of it, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the four of them were drowned.
Who were they? There was one called Gorm, wasn't there?
Yes, he was one of the last.
Tommy,
he belonged to the north, he belonged to Ramsay. Yes. And, what was I going to say then? Oh, I know my eldest brother was helping to try and get them out of this, I don't know what they called it, a sump. Mm. To get them out of this sump. And he was only a young boy then. He wasn't, I mean, to forced schooling or anything like that.
That would be Willie, would it?
That would be
father.
Willie. Yes, that would be Willie.
Mm.
But you see, they were working in between one another a lot. My brother Willie worked years for Walt Brothers. Do you remember Watterson's boys?
Mm.
Well, he worked for years for them.
Well, they worked for the mines, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, the Snaefell and thing. They were a sort of working together, you see.
Mm.
And
was your father a miner in Luxy?
Yes, he was, but I was only a baby then. I was only about five or so in them. He went to South Africa, you see. He left their mines, you see, there wasn't a living in them for them. And they were all going foreign.
Then the mines fold up.
Yes.
And Willie and your father and Nelson.
Well, my father and Willie wasn't together very much in the mines, because father had gone away to South Africa then.
Yeah.
For a job, you see. There was no work to be had in Luxy.
That would be when the mines closed down.
Before.
Yes. Oh, they were closed twice, Dorothy, I think, if I remember rightly.
Mm.
I think they were.
Did your father ever speak of a strike in the Luxy mines?
No, but I've heard my mother speak about them. And it must have been when I was a tiny baby, or else overheard. And they went on strike, and there was no work for them to do, and there was nothing to help them in any way.
No dollars, strike pay in those days, would there?
No, I don't think so. But anyway, there was a gang of men coming in with the strikers from Ireland in a boat. But now, this is what I've heard my mother tell. I don't remember, it was before my time. And this gang of Irishmen came over to help them to make a strike. And when they got to the South Cape, they had a boat, you see. And when they got to the South Cape, they stopped to meet each other, you see, the strikers. And of course, the Irishmen had, what would I say now? They had a conversation, and the Irishmen were very, very nice to them. And they said, look here, men, we have not come here to have your bread, eat your bread and butter. We came here because we're looking for jobs. And they said, yes. And they said, if you allow us to go back again in the morning, we'll return to Ireland straight away.
Yes, I think I remember.
Yes, I've heard my mother tell that tale many a time. I knew that would be before I was born, I suppose.
Like the Laxey men went on strike, and the owners brought in the Irish to work, and
they wouldn't know what the situation was until they got here.
No.
And then they sort of wouldn't take up the employment when they found out.
No, they wouldn't take the jobs from the other men, you see. Well, then, you see, the mines got better and they got back again to work, and there was a lot of mining done while I was a girl going to school.
What was your father doing when he was in the mines? Was he going underground, or was he on the surface?
Oh, my father was underground, and my eldest brother was underground. But I had two other brothers, but one died when he was 17. He was rather delicate. And Nelson, he was the youngest one. They eventually went to, I've got photographs of them, they eventually went to America. They did, and some went to Africa.
Did your father ever speak of the conditions underground, what it was like?
No, I don't remember a big lot about my father, because I must have been only around about 5 years old when he went to South Africa.
And then he came home, and it wasn't long home, he died of meningitis, and I think mother was, if I remember, I've heard Granny say she was only somewhere in the region of 10 or 11, I think, so. She didn't know an awful lot about him. And then, of course, her eldest brother, Willie, he was killed out in that.
He went to America. And he got married.
Before he went?
And went to America. And he wasn't that awful long in America, and he was killed in a mine accident. That's Gladys's father.
And he never saw her. She was born after he went.
I've heard that.
Yes.
But we used to love the mines as children, because they used to take the
used to run the train and the bogies down the glen.
Yes, they had iron bogies running from the washing floors at Laxey to
the harbour,
you see, to fill the boats. Well, sometimes they would be running all night, and they were running over our doorstep, and we loved it, us kids, you know. We enjoyed it. We thought it was awful good fun when the wagons were on. Well, they were carrying on. That's how they shipped their stuff, you see, was in the iron, these iron boxes,
like tubs.
And they run right over your doorstep, but they were running on rails.
Yes, I can remember the rails.
Yes, she can remember them.
I was born in Monaghan, but I was only 7 months old when I moved to Ramsey, but we used to go up every Saturday
to the glen, these rails went all the way down the glen.
Right down to the boathouse. Right down to the quayside.
I remember the rails used to go right past Granny's house.
Which house were you in the Glen?
You were born in Myrtle Cottage, weren't you, where Gladys is?
Yes, we were all born in Myrtle Cottage. There was 12 children in our house, and there was 11 next door, and there was 14 in Lawson's down on the beach.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's true. Nobody knows me.
Well, I've heard you say that before. I've heard that told before, and I can remember that.
Oh, yeah. Very.
Well, in my mother's case, Granny had 8 girls, 1 boy, then my mother, and then 2 boys. So my mother came in between the 2 boys.
And did they all live?
No. There were 2 or 3 died when they were babies, didn't they, Mum?
Yes, 2 or 3, I think that was before my time, you see. They were born before me.
Yes. was, I mean, there was Annie, she went to Australia, I never knew her.
She was a very big girl, very, very big girl.
Then there was Auntie Sarah.
Aunt Eliza next to Annie. You wouldn't know her.
That was the one that was a Balaf, was it?
Yes.
No, I didn't know her. I really only knew who Sarah.
You had to go weep to other regions in those days because there was nothing to do. But we used to love them wagons. Oh, we were delighted when it was wagon day.
Was it Auntie Sarah or was it one of your sisters who was in service with Dickinson? Dickinson Cruikshanks.
Well, that was Sarah.
That was Sarah herself, was it?
Oh, but she's only died latterly, you may say.
Oh, I remember her quite well.
Oh, yes,
yes.
She must do.
She was a dressmaker, wasn't she?
Aye.
She used to do a bit of sewing, like ourselves. There was no chance to give you any...
Yes, well, you see, that was any
trade
or anything. Came to live with her. Her father had gone abroad. I think I've heard Auntie Sarah and Granny say that Gladys was born somewhere about 2 or 3 months after her father went abroad. And I think she was only about 3 weeks old when her mother died. So Granny and Auntie Sarah took Gladys and reared her.
And you remember the MER in the early days too, won't you?
My husband was spent the best part of
57 years
in there.
Yes,
you
know all about that. It was a lot cheaper travel in those days, I'd imagine.
Rather.
The wages. I've heard them say, Miss Killer, that when Mother and Dad got married, Dad's wages was 18 shillings a week. Now, what could you do on that today?
I've lost the bit I was going to say now.
It's not among your clippings, is it?
No, wait a minute. See if it'll come back again.
Was it about the fares? About the cost of...
It came every year, and there was a stall used to come every year, and I can't remember their name, but they came from Santon, all the way in the early dark hours of the morning to be up at Laxey on the quay with the fair. They had little ponies, you know, and I've been to the fair many and many a time, and they used to bring their homemade toffees and things. Oh, we used to have strikes in them days, you know.
Not strikes as you mean them today, though.
No, we'd be saving for weeks if we weren't managing to get halfpennies and pennies.
And what could you buy?
At the fair, I tell you. Plenty of sweets, homemade toppies, and I suppose that's where the thing came out first then. Oh, there's a piece on your back table in there.
Rock.
These people, I can't remember their name, it was an ordinary name.
Quiggin?
No, I don't think so. Cricket, you said?
Quiggin.
Quiggin. It might have been.
They must have stopped there.
Because my memory is not good, you know.
Where did they have the fair in Laxey?
Down on the, you know, where the terrace of houses goes down in front of the bridge master's house. You know the bridge master's house? Well, they used to have it in that green. There was a green. I don't know if it's there now or not. I couldn't tell you. And it used to run out in a big square to the thing again. And down there, the table's all red.
Wouldn't be the field where Cunningham's used to have their camp.
No.
Near the harbour?
Oh, yes, it was near the harbour. Harbour.
And it had cattle, sheep and whatnot.
Well, I don't think it did very much of that because it wasn't railed in, you see. It was just left.
No, but Miss Caleb just means on fair day. Did they have cows and horses and things down selling?
I don't remember much about them, but they might have been there.
The
you see, the sweets.
Yes,
the
still
sweets and the wheelbarrows
sweet
and all that sort of thing.
There'll be lots of people there, I suppose.
Oh, yes, crowds from the country parts all around, you know, they were coming and going all day.
It would last all day?
Yes, it would last all day.
Same as a penny would go a long way in those days, too.
They might have been selling cattle, but I would be too little to know. I would be too young to know, you see, then. Well, but that picture is well worth keeping, I think, isn't it?
Oh yes, it tells the whole story then.
Yes. Well, they went, they had a holiday, they took a holiday every year, these thing men that had shops and businesses.
Tradesman's outing.
And the, some of them men there, I don't know if they're alive yet or not, the watchmakers, the two call it.
No,
did you have plenty of the spoons?
You sent them in. I haven't seen them, but they've got them.
Oh,
yes. I know Mr. Coven seemed fascinated with them. He said, we have got some silver, some with an assay mark and some without. Well, she had 3 tablespoons, and I don't think they've ever been used. They're in beautiful condition. Mm. And the 6 teaspoons were also good. And what fascinated him, the whole lot of exactly the same assay mark. So they were all made in the same year. So he sort of asked me, how did she come? I said, oh, look, I wouldn't know. I said, unless it were a wedding present or something. But she says, no, she says she remembers she picked them up in a second-hand shop.
Mm. Yes, I bought them in Wagga.
They were very uncommon.
So she's hoarded them instead of used. I didn't know she had them.
Oh, I've had them years, I suppose. I've had them 20 years.
You didn't use them?
I never used them. No, but it just.
I'll bet you've had them a lot longer than that. You're 12 years up here with me, you know.
Yes, Dorothy, but I bought them in Ramsey in Church Street in Mrs. Weggett's.
Yes, but it's like you've had them longer than that. But I know, Mr.
But I didn't know then they would be of any value, you see.
But I suppose it was the Lexi, you see, that fascinated her. But as I say, they were in really beautiful condition.
No, I haven't seen them. Have you ever seen these cases of spar that the miners used to make?
Oh, I had a beauty in my garden. And I built a little house at Ramsey before I retired after my husband died. And I had a lovely little bird's tray built at myself of them sparbles, I used to call them.
Yes, I'd done a concrete and a spar in it.
I suppose it's knocked down.
Was that from the pieces?
That was from
the spar was from the mines, was it?
Yeah, well, yes, it would be, because you see, if they filled the things too full, they overflowed, you see, and we used to pick them up the ground.
Mm-hmm. Was this when the trucks went down the glen?
Excuse me.
Tradesman's outing. Did these Kennedys have it every year? The Kennedy stables have it every year.
Yes, but and there was another joined in with them. Then the Dawsons came.
I see.
And when the Dawsons gave up, the Kennedys came and bought the place. And when Kennedys gave it up, Crennels come and bought the place. Mm-hmm. You remember Crennels? Mm.
Where were Kennedys originally?
Well, I don't know where they were really, but they were driving around all around the place. It's all right.
Somebody's in the office after my son.
Did you go to school in Lexington?
Yes. On the big national school up on the Ramsey Road. We used to go up the glen and cut across the Lurgy, as we called it, and back again and into school, standing as high as a mountain, you know, the big bin behind the woolen mill.
Very steep hill, wasn't it?
Oh, dreadful, crisscrossing.
Who was the schoolmaster there?
His name was Collister, and he belonged to the south of the island. I don't think he was an Englishman, and he was sick for years and years and years, and he eventually died after I left school. And then we had a lady teacher, Miss, what was her name now? Oh, I've just forgotten her name, my memory's gone a bit. She was a Londoner anyway, Miss Ward. Oh, yes. That was her name. And she was there all the years I was at school. And she was. But I think that picture's lovely. This one just wanted to take it.
And you know all the people on it, do you?
Yes, every person is. Well, I'm saying yes, I don't remember. I can remember some of them. I'm saying I can't remember their names. But all these shops are here in Ramsey, as far as I know, yet unless they're pulled down.
No, a lot of them have changed hands now, love.
Thing used to have that. A shop, men's shop, he died. His
Powell
wife was
Brown.
A nurse, Powell Brown. Oh. And his parents had that before
Powell
that.
Powell himself.
And these, some of these men here in the shirt sleeves.
Well, listen, it's the men on here, I think Miss Kilp was interested
Doesn't
in.
Matter.
I don't know if you can remember the tradesmen.
Well, I can go back to the tradesmen. I'm a tradesman here.
You've got to take them in order.
I was showing the man you just mentioned.
Powell?
Yes. That's Powell's shop.
That's Powell's shop,
yes.
Yes.
Well, then...
I never knew he was on it, though.
I don't know who these two are that had the house, the shop next to him, but these here ones, they're standing round the corner here. That's Dale Street, as you know, mm-hmm. don't you? And look at the post van. It's set in the middle of the... Mm. Up the path, up the street.
Mm.
Well, that was the postman then. And this was a chap that used to take photographs of birds and flowers every year and go over to the south of the island with them when the visitors were visiting. Well, that's him here.
What was his name?
This is him with the white shirt. And he kept a shop on the promenade at Ramsey. Rolling things on boards, you know what you call it, bowling saloon.
Oh, yes.
Amusement.
Amusement, yes. Now, and I think I know this boy here. He married an English girl, but this was Brown, the grocer's.
Mm.
And he married a Ramsey. No, she wasn't a Ramsey, she was an English girl that came over and he married her and they went away again. Well, then we think that this is Freddy, my husband's brother. He's out with the milk, putting Kennedy's milk out.
Mm.
And then there's these here, much of these here. Now, this man here is Mr. Bruce, the father of Bobby Bruce. Do you know Bobby Bruce and Ramsey are his wife?
I know who you mean.
Yes, well that, I think that's Bobby's father.
What was he doing then?
Bobby's father?
Mm.
Wait a minute now, what
doesn't
did
matter.
What did I show you?
Now wait a minute, there's Robert Bruce at the moment. There is Robert Bruce at the moment, alive. That's Bobby's son.
Yes.
Well, did Bobby's father have the cake shop opposite the mart? Was he a confectioner?
Oh, yes. Mm. At least they kept it. I don't know, was it him or his wife that kept it?
Uh-huh. Well, you know where Crystal's Mart is?
I know the shop.
Where? Mm. That's right.
I yes, it's been Bruce's forever since.
Have you got a name
remember?
For this man standing there?
Yes, or almost. But I can tell you who he's the father of. You remember him? Wait a minute now. Can I get him? I know who he is, but if I can get the name out. He's the road sweeper, you see. He's got a wheelbarrow here in front of him.
Mm.
This is it. There was no
who's
bin men
then.
No.
In them days. Wait a minute now. And that, wait a minute now, I can't give you just his name, but he was the sweeping up the marketplace anyway. I don't know, was it Kelly? And his son married somebody and they went abroad. Now I can't remember the name of him.
That's the man at the back with the wheelbarrow?
Yes, there.
And what about all these along here?
Well, I can give you some of them. Wait a minute now. My eyes isn't too good. I'm waiting for some new spectacles to come. Charlie Key is here.
That was yours.
Mm. One of these is Charlie Key. And this man, I don't quite know his name, but he used to come to Ramsey every summer, and he always went every day of the week nearly down to Ballyglasglen. And he died eventually after coming to Ireland. And this chap here, I've forgotten his name too, but I'll tell you what he used to keep the butcher, not the butchers, the opposite the school, Dorothy, in Albert Road.
Blacksmith?
Yes, that's him.
And he married. Underhill?
Yes.
Oh. Ran Underhill. Yeah, it'll be Arthur Underhill's.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
Grandfather.
Now, I don't know who these are, like they're a bit buried in the, their faces.
I think there was somebody there, was it a Calder or Cowley? No, wait a minute, what was their big grocer shop in Ramsey?
Taubman's.
Taubman's.
Yes.
Alan and Taubman's.
Yes.
I think there's somebody there from that shop, I remember hearing.
Yes,
this was a member of your own family.
That's Emma, yes. She was the only daughter in the family, and my husband's only sister.
And this would be Mr.
Carouche.
Yes,
he's the driver. And this is your husband when he was a young man.
That's right.
Yes.
That was father and son.
I know them nearly all. Here's Mr. Kennedy himself. Do you see his beard here?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I can remember him. He had a gorgeous long white beard. Mm-hmm. His two daughters taught in the Albert Road School.
That's his son.
Excuse me, no. That's Mr. Kennedy's youngest son. What was his name now?
John,
was it?
He was a banker.
Yes.
But I think they're all dead now.
They're mostly all dead now.
Well, their daughters, Miss Nellie and Nora, taught in the Albert Road School.
That photograph in Dale Street there is very peculiar. You know, it's built in the middle of the street.
I wanted to ask you, do you remember in Dumble's Road, Dumble's Terrace?
Yes.
How many people, did they nearly all used to sell teas at one time?
Yes, nearly all. Ham and Egg Terrace.
Was Brown's there in your day? Did Brown's?
Oh, yes.
Who?
They were just coming, little ones coming to school. And some of them there still, isn't there?
Who started their cafe first of all?
Oh, I think it was the wife of one of the miners.
And most of them would be miners who were serving these teas, would they? Miners' wives?
Miners' wives. Yes, almost. It was a gay day in them days, you know. Then there was some big bricks that was built in front of them. Well, you see, them are gone. They were all fallen down. When the wars came.
Bricks?
The bricks. Don't you remember the brick war? Oh dear, that was an awful thing. It went from, I could hardly spread to you. When you came up from Laxey Glen and you turned round the corner and went over like that, there was a row of bricks, as high as these houses here. And it went from one corner to the other. Well, when the wars came, they broke them all down and took all that, those nice stones you were talking about, to Derby, to make roads for the wall.
Oh, I think she's what she got on that, the removal of the dead.
Well, we call them the dead, yes.
We couldn't think of what you meant by the bricks, love.
No, well, yes, they were bricks, the most of them, except for this silvery decorating thing.
And you remember the hayman up on top?
No, I can't remember very much about him. I never climbed to the top of it, you know. Mm. Who was this? I saw a photograph once, since I came up here too. A photograph in the newspaper of two brothers from Menorca. They'd just come off work. And I knew the two of them, the two Kellys, Ben and John or something. But they were years and years and years there. until these places were all knocked down. They wanted the stoning for building to make room for the.
Ben Kelly worked at the mines, didn't he? The washing floors.
Oh yes.
I think.
Yeah, Ben and Joan, I think there was two or three of them, of the Kellys.
You went to Ramsey to work when you were quite young, didn't you? You know what I mean? You didn't spend all the... What age were you when you went to Dr. Tellett?
Oh, I don't know. I only stayed a 12-month there.
That's where she met her fate, you see, because my father was a Ramsey man.
Oh, no, I think I knew him before I went to Ramsey to live.
Oh, now he's coming out. I never heard that before.
It would only be very.
It was through
badly paid in those
things.
Joe Ellison.
With much clearer memories. Mm. You know, when you're sort of not thinking about things, it's. You didn't find anything among your souvenirs, did you? That.
No, it would take too long. Wait a minute.
I thought you had them sorted out. You'd been too.
Well, I some of them.
Yes,
I'm not.